The Chinese Central Economic Planning Committee. Chinese Central Economic Planning is now focusing on stability amid internal financial turmoil. In a 4,700-word statement by the Economic Policy Committee in China, the word stability appears multiple times, which is a sign that there's a little bit of instability. Within the report is also a line that says, quote, houses are for living in, not for speculation, which is more than just a hint to what's going on with Everglade and the increasing speculation of what's going to happen with that. Within that statement is also, quote, we need to improve the efficiency of our proactive fiscal policy and make it more targeted and sustainable. Among those targets is an attempt to better balance the fiscal deficit to asset ratio among municipal governments, which has risen to be quite high in the past 5 years and has exploded since coronavirus. Meanwhile, has also hinted that they intend to ease up a bit on big private companies, following a crackdown that happened last year on big tech companies in China that saw deep probes into the companies, their finances, their technology, that resulted in a lot of big fines on major players, which really shook the domestic Chinese market. This is happening while Beijing is the host of the Winter Olympics in February, and the country is in quick order to appear like it has all of its ducks in a row. The Olympics are also right before the 20th National Party Congress, a political orchestration that happens every 5 years, in which the Chinese CCP picks new leadership and sets priorities for the party, which the party is the government. The event is not only a milestone for the 20th time it's happened, but it will also likely be a cementing of Xi Jinping's indefinite hold on the presidency and shake the traditional 10-year limit that's been set to presidential terms. At that parliamentary meeting, they're also going to be releasing the official economic growth targets for 2022. One thing, though, is for certain. There's a lot of uncertainty right now with the Chinese economy, and questions are going to come up again if one committee setting the rules for the entire economy is going to continue to be sustainable and yield such amazing growth figures that they've had in the past 20 years. Time, of course, will tell. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find this episode, many others like it, or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.